nails to hang your coats on.
I said, you mentioned the big open buckets. What were those buckets usually made out of?
Tin.
Usually made out of tin? Was it any of them ever made out of wood or anything?
And then from that to syrup buckets, you know, they were made out of tin.
Would that be the same kind of bucket that you would use like for milking a cow? Would you have a different
that,
kind?
Yeah, that large one was. They would use them for a milk bucket, and then them children carry them to school. Now, I didn't happen to have to do that. I had a lunch basket to carry it in. And all the children from one family, all their lunches all fixed in there together, and they all got together at noon and ate their lunch.
You mentioned those syrup buckets. My grandmother says that the way she learned how to swim was after they finished with the syrup bucket, they put the lid back on it, and they tied them up under her, and that's how she learned to swim, floating on
yeah.
floating on syrup bucket. So, I don't know. What did y'all, when you were growing up as a girl, what's some of the things y'all do for fun?
Well, we didn't have too much. Now, we would go to visit each other, and they would get together and what they'd call a singing at night, Saturday night, and church and Sunday school. And now the older ones went to what they called a candy pulling, but that was out by the time I come along.
Now these singers you say you went to, how often y'all usually have those?
About once every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You remember what nights maybe they'd usually have those on? Were those weekends?
What?
Would they usually have those on the weekends?
Usually, Friday night or Saturday night. Mm-hmm. But if there was preaching at the church, we didn't have anything doing because we went to church.
I see. And let's see. What kind of church do you belong to?
Baptist.
Yeah, I do too. You mentioned those singings. My grandmother goes to them all the time in Butler, up in Butler County, Alabama. I've gone to them. You remember any of the songs y'all used to sing? What were some of your favorite songs that they'd sing at the singing?
Oh, I don't know. They were just old-timey songs. The other group of Sunday school adults gave us a banquet one time, and they had real reasonable food on the table, plenty of it and real good, but they didn't have a lot of these little knickknacks and casseroles and such as that. Then they, when they got through that, they had the little program, then they played and sung old time hymns, and I enjoyed it. You know, the old time hymns are out.
Mm-hmm.
They hardly ever sang one now.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You belong to any kind of social organizations or anything around here? Or that
not
kind of
now, thing? I don't. I used to belong to the Woman's Club, but I don't belong to that anymore.
Were your parents...
You taking the record what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. That okay?
Yeah, no need of saying so much.
Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah, that's what I want you to do. See, in other words, this saves me from having to write everything down. And that way, just save a lot of time. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, your folks, were they born around Jay? You remember where they were from? Your parents?
Well, they were from Alabama.
Whereabouts in Alabama were they from? You remember?
I don't remember the county now where my mom. My daddy was born in Georgia, but. They moved to Alabama then after he was beginning to get up. And my mother was born in Alabama up there. Used to be a place called Bolin, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Up in there's where they come from.
Yeah, I'm from Alabama, I'm right outside Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
All my folks are from up there. Do you remember what your father, what did your father do? What did he work at? Was he
farmed.
And what about your mother? Was she a housewife?
Huh?
Was your mother a housewife?